high school track here. Scott City off to a hot start on the track of the spring here. Won down at Ulysses last Thursday. Yeah, it was last Thursday. It feels like a long time ago, but now to Friday, they go to Pratt. It's the Pratt Invitational. We'll talk to a couple of seniors who have had a good start to the season. And we're joined here first and foremost with senior Efren Trango. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, your last go around here for track and got one meet down. How'd you feel like your start was?
For the first meet, I feel like it was pretty good. At times probably could have been better, but at the same time, it was nice to go out and like compete again.
It's always kind of tough, though, in late March, this early in the year, colder weather. Haven't had a lot of practice, but, you know, just trying to get into the swing of things.
Yeah, trying to get into the swing of things. It's kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, what events are you doing this year?
Well, on Thursday I ran the 4x8, the open 8, and the 4x4, but this Friday I get to run the 4x1 as well, so that'll be fun, and it'll be new.
All right, so... what are some things that you're maybe looking forward to running those events with on Friday?
Not the wind. Really just probably better competition. It'll help me get better and help us, you know, all get better.
So did you run any sprints into the wind today?
Oh, yeah, we did.
How was that?
You know, I've had more fun doing other things, so...
Well, you know what? It makes you stronger, though.
Yeah, it does make us stronger.
It's going to pay off when you're at the state track meet, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's not that windy at the state track
meet. Well, that might be an advantage, though, if it is, right?
Yeah, for us Western Kansas kids, it might be.
And maybe it'll blow the humidity out of there. But anyways, you know, what are some goals? What would you like to see from yourself as you go through this final go-around with track?
Well, make it back to state, obviously. And I want to run like pretty close to a 2 flat in the 800, if not a 2 flat or under.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's really like my only goals this year.
All right, how close are you to that?
Oh, I ran a 205 last year, so, and I ran a 208 on Thursday, which isn't the best. So, well, I think I have some work to do.
All right. You're off to a good start there, and got it. You have to feel like it's going to be a pretty fun season, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm having a lot of fun.
All right. Well, good luck at Pratt coming up on Friday, Efren, and thanks again for joining us here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Efren Trango joining us here, and another senior who's had a great start to the year, and Kennedy Holstein. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, one meet down, and what's it like for you? What was it like for you having your final first meet of the year the other day?
It was definitely beautiful weather out, which compared to the last 2 years at Ulysses is something new, and it was fun to get out and compete again.
All right. And what events did you partake in there at Ulysses?
I ran the 4x8, 800, and 4x4.
All right. And do you feel like you were pretty happy with your times to start out the season?
Not really. They were pretty slow.
All right. But, you know, it gives you kind of a measuring stick to go through the year. And you were kind of a latecomer last year in that open eight there running that and had a pretty good run there at the state meet there. And do you feel like that's gained some confidence and maybe your favorite event now?
Yeah, I definitely do. I really, when Coach first told me that I was going to be in the 4x8 relay, I was not very happy, but it is probably one of my favorite events now.
All right. And, you know, you have that 4x8, 4x4, a lot of new faces as well for you on there. There's relays there. And I guess kind of what is the practices like for you guys there trying to get familiar with each other?
It's definitely similar to last year, just being one of the faster ones. And this year where we have a lot of younger girls just trying to be a leader and show them, you know, how – practices need to work and how the effort you have to put in order to be successful.
And you know, going to Pratt on Friday, you're going to run a lot of those similar events?
Yes, I'll be in the same three events as Ulysses.
All right. What kind of times what would you like to see maybe?
Definitely any improvement will be good, but I would really like to break the school record in the 800. Last year my split at Cheney was maybe half a second off of it, so hopefully I will be able to run that in the open this year.
All right. Well, hopefully you can get that done here and, yeah, enjoy this senior season. And I'll ask you the same thing. What was it like running into the wind today?
It was not fun. It was, yeah.
But I think that's, you know, it's a good test to kind of see, you know, what you can do, right?
Yeah, might as well just get used to it.
Yeah, coach had fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but you didn't get knocked back or anything, so.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're able to talk about it there, but congratulations on a great start to the season. I can't wait to see how you do throughout this year, Kennedy, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Senior Kennedy Holstein joining us here, and we'll now talk here with Coach Jim Turner here as we talk track here. Scott City will be at Pratt on Friday and be a little bit less breezy there. Well, Coach, last week you went to Ulysses there, and a lot of the league, quite a few league schools there, you know, and some other 3A schools and an Oklahoma school as well. But both your teams came out on top there, and I think that's a good start to the season for you guys.
Yeah, it's the nicest day we've had in 2 weeks, you know. So, you know, we can't complain about the weather there. I think that's twice in my 27 years we had a nice day down there. But, you know, they competed really well. We took some younger kids to a JV meet on Tuesday to Larned, and we saw a lot of those kids even PR from Tuesday to Thursday, and some of that had to do with the weather because it was well, as we turned out running at the JV meet, it was really nice. The throwing events were miserable. The wind was howling, and then the front came in and changed direction. But, you know, so it was good to see that. Then we saw a few kids PR that were older kids even from last year's stuff. So, you know, it was quality, but probably the biggest thing, the two kids that were sitting here, the two kids I get to work with every day, you know, I don't see the throwers all through practice. I don't see the distance kids all through practice. I see the sprinters, and even though they're running eights, they're still working with sprinters, and they are great leaders for us. You know, they're the seniors, and we got some other ones doing a good job, you know, in the distance, in the throwing, and even a couple other sprinters. But I've been really impressed with them because we are an incredibly young team with a huge group of freshman boys and girls. And what freshmen don't understand is, you know, for running interval stuff and running pace, they just don't get it. You know, if we let them lead the way, the first one would be blazing fast, and they die off after that. And, for example, earlier this week we ran 8 400s, the boys in 65, the girls in 75, and they just bring them right around. If they'll just run with those older kids, they'll come right in on the time, which we're looking for. And, you know, so it's invaluable, I mean, to have leaders out there, which we, you know, we generally have, and these two have not been any letdown at all in that category. I've been very proud of them.
And, you know, some of the distances, some of the times, I know last week, and just by kind of looking, some of the other track meets, they weren't really up to what you'd see probably in May, but in reality, you probably don't want to see that yet there, because there's a lot, I mean, there's always going to be a lot of room for improvement there, but, you know, you mentioned a lot of newcomers there in the meets there, and it felt like just kind of looking at the results from Tuesday to Thursday, they're kind of starting to figure things out with a lot of those aha moments.
Yeah, well, another thing with young kids, they really have no concept, you know, how hard they can run. And you take a 300 hurdler who's never run 300 hurdles because they're a freshman, they don't know how hard to get out. So you should see a big chunk when they realize they can get out harder and still finish. And we saw that out of most of our young 300 hurdle runners. But, you know, they also don't understand, you know, they have a tendency to think, and it's a great thing, actually, to think that, but even some of our older kids, you know, well, I thought I'd PR the first meet, you know, for a career, and that's not normal. It does happen on occasion, but, you know, Kennedy's not happy with her time in the 800. I was really pleased with it for the first meet out. It was faster than she ran the first time she ran the 800 last year, and I expect her to be battling down there around that 221, 220 mark, you know, trying to get that school record as we move into it. I mean, you don't just generally pop out and run that the first meet of the year. If you do, you're either peaking too early or you're really going to do something impressive later. But, you know, so, you know, I like a little frustration and seeing that in them when they're not real happy with their time. But then we got to be realistic. And, you know, sometimes the weather dictates a lot. I mean, It may be miserable for the next month and not have a great day. And then we'll get a nice warm day sometime and our times will really explode.
Well, even I think your field events, you had a lot of good marks there to begin the season.
Yeah, you know, Nash, he had a pretty good day throwing, shot put, and his javelin, and he wasn't happy with his javelin. He's 3 inches off his best, you know. Lance didn't throw quite as well, but probably fairly comparable to what he threw first meet last year, and then he's also on the track a little bit. You know, Ella had a really good day in the javelin, just talking about seniors. Madison threw really well in the shot, PR'd in the shot, but also in the discus she threw well for the first meet out. And, you know, so you like to see nice progress as we keep moving along. Olivia, you know, in the vault didn't vault as well as she had hoped, but, you know, she'll get back on track, and no doubt about it. Part of the issue with the vaulters was all of a sudden we have a really nice day and they're running faster and they're planting harder. And, you know, we haven't had that opportunity to practice because the weather's been so bad with wind or cold or whatever it might be. It's really hard to get over there and vault and be real aggressive. But, you know, so we've seen some good things. Allie Patton's another senior that we have on the track and really, you know, struggle with our 4x8 split and bounce back in the open four and look great. So, you know, it's sometimes you can have that. I mean, track is a weird sport where you can get on the bus and be so excited for some kids and just kind of depressed with others, not in them, but just how it went for them. You know, yeah. There's so many emotions in a track meet.
Well, you turn your attention to Pratt on Friday there and take that track meet there, and it'd be the second time you guys will go down there.
Yeah, they just started a new meet, and I think the first year it got canceled.
Yeah,
or maybe that's COVID year. But we went last year, first time they had it. There's about 11 teams from 5A down to 1A, 2A schools. It's really a nice combination. Good meet. If we can get some good weather, really be nice. It's a long ways down there, but it's 5 per event, so we can take a lot of kids. Again, you know, we've got about 5 JV/5 per event meets that we can get some young kids to, which really helps keep their interest. But we enjoy going down there. We get to go down there and hang out with an Olympic high jumper. He runs a high jump off for Nathan Leifer there because he lives in the area. So, you know, go down there and see some of that. Just watching him walk around, you can tell he's an impressive athlete.
Leifer high jumper.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now you found out you go to regionals at Phillipsburg today.
Yep, we just came out today. You know, unlike 6A, 5A, and 4A, there's 16 teams, you know, mm-hmm. as compared to 8 in the larger division, so it's always going to be tough. And it's too early to really look at times or distances or anything because it's so early, everybody's mm-hmm. going to see a lot of improvement. But as things move along, Kansas Mile Split does a great job of, you know, keeping track of stuff and tallied up. It's really, really nice for coaches. I used to have to look in actual newspapers or online newspapers or whatever I could find to try to figure out what we're going to compete against. But that'll be a tough regional. I mean, the other option, the Holcomb and Hugotons, they're shipping them off to Cheney. So we either went to Cheney or Phillipsburg. So
yeah, I guess, yeah. One to pick one or the other there.
Yeah, about the same distance. Actually, Phillipsburg's a little closer for us. So.
Yeah. All right, well, a good start to the season for track. Coach Jim Turner joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you at Pratt on Friday.
Right, thanks, Adam.